I'm Cathy Niven from the Power FM local newsroom with the leading news from around the Hunter Valley. With today being the official end to summer, February has rounded off an above average amount of rainfall for the Upper Hunter over the season. The ABC reports this month over 142 millimetres of rain fell in Scone, almost double its monthly average. Newcastle-based meteorologist Grant Conway says it's also promising to be a wet start to autumn, with a turn in the weather expected to hit the Hunter late this afternoon or early tomorrow morning. Local disabled or elderly residents could find it easier to get around, with Scone-based Transcare receiving a slice of state government funding to improve local services. According to Minister for the Upper Hunter, George Souris, Transcare will receive an extra $2,000 in funding, with total funds exceeding just over $140,000. This comes after the New South Wales government committed an extra $12 million over 4 years to community transport organisations across the state. There are renewed calls today for parents to watch their children around electronic devices after a fire tore through a kitchen in Sandy Hollow yesterday. Multiple rural fire service vehicles attended the fire, which occurred just before 11 a.m. yesterday, with a local Fire and Rescue New South Wales unit also providing assistance. Operations Officer Steve Brown says the fire gave the family a scare.
There was a small fire in a house at Sandy Hollow. It appears a young child has turned the stove on. And there was a box or similar on top of the stove. That's caught a light and then set the kitchen area on fire in the house. Thankfully, the residents were able to extinguish the fire fairly quickly, but it did give them a bit of a scare.
I'm Cathy Niven. That's all from the Power FM local newsroom. If you've missed anything, head to our webpage, powerfm.com.au/hunter, and follow the links to the news page.